Now with Spirituality of the Heart, here's Michelle Vass.
Last words from Psalm 132. Nan Merrill's version of Psalm 132 finishes with, "Blessings of the great silence be with you, as you help to rebuild the heart of the world with love." Remember, she started the psalm inviting us to enter into the silence, into the heart of truth, for herein lies the great mystery where life is ever unfolding. Now, before we get too carried away with zeal for the reign of God, it's good for us to remember that this rebuilding of the world and life unfolding are ultimately the work of love, the great mystery. The work we are required to do is to receive the blessings of the great silence. How do we do this? Well, basically it's about showing up, but showing up empty-handed. It's about laying down tools, whether they be hammers and sickles or pen and keyboard. It's about breathing deeply and coming home to that pocket of peace in our heart. By simply letting things be, we actually find there is a quiet, still place within. And it is there in that space that we can get in touch with the power of love working in us. When we let this love work, rather than all our grandiose ideas, all kinds of new and creative ways of living emerge. This is the blessing of the great silence. And this is what Jesus means when he says, "Anyone who loses life for my sake will find it." So let's give this a go now. Whether you have a spare hour or only a minute, what do you have to do to enter into the silence? If you want to set up a quiet space, light a candle or put on a favourite piece of music, that is well and good. Yet ultimately even that kind of preparation can be a sign of some kind of resistance within us. How would it be to just place your empty palms on your lap now, close your eyes, and take one good, deep, slow breath in and out? Could that seemingly little gesture be enough? This is Michelle Vass, Director of St. Mary's Towers Retreat Centre. To find out more about us, go to our website at towersretreat.org.au.